Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Stephanie Jeter and friends, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Culture, but it's just funny the way that they come to these bluegrass festivals. I thought we were being invaded because they come in camouflage, like full-on camouflage, and they're on these decommissioned military Humvees. And so the first time I saw a group of these people coming in, I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on in the world? You know, because I was so disconnected with everything on this trip, I thought maybe some kind of war was breaking out because all these people were in camo gear. But they perceive that as just America. At some of these festivals, they'll dress up like cowboys and Indians or something like that. I'm not joking. It's crazy. It's another one of those experiences, like when I lived in New York, it makes you appreciate your culture more when you see how much other people enjoy it too.
Did you get a chance to talk to folks about specifically what instruments they found particularly fascinating?
They love the banjo. They love the banjo over in the Czech Republic, so much so that this one place we stayed at, I forget what it was called, but they pretty much had just like hundreds of banjos on the walls of this place, which was kind of like heaven to our band. I mean, it was just, you know, just pick one, you know.
Were any of them any good?
They were all really good.
And actually, tuned the same way?
Mm-hmm. I guess we're tuned to whatever you wanted them to be tuned to. But I ended up coming home with an auto harp from that trip. It was this guy that had all these banjos, had this auto harp that he sent home with me, just a really old auto harp that wasn't really functioning anymore.
I have
You like have a pre-war auto harp? It seems like the auto harps you see are newer. Like yours doesn't look like an old instrument at all.
I've got a really nice auto harp. I had it made by this man named George Worthy in Newport, Pennsylvania. And he's probably in his 80s at this point, but he's making just, I guess, what's considered about the Cadillacs of auto harps. Tyler and I are gonna go up, and Sam are gonna go up and see him this weekend. We're gonna play at a festival that he organizes up there in Pennsylvania. Just auto harp centered music. So I'm gonna teach an auto harp workshop up there. And Tyler is actually a very fine auto harp player, as is Sam. So we have three young auto harp players on the stage right now, which is pretty unusual.
You have an auto harp army
yes,
up here.
Yeah, three auto harp players under the age of 40 is pretty, pretty.
What makes a special auto harp? Is it what kind of wood is used to make an auto harp?
Redwood is the top of my auto harp, and I've got walnut on the back, and I think maybe some walnut bars on the front. It's just really excellent craftsmanship. You can get them made out of different kinds of wood.
Does the wood on an auto harp matter as much as it does on a guitar or a mandolin?
He says it doesn't matter.
That's outrageous. Yeah. Don, would you like to comment on that?
I think wood matters.
Thank you, Don.
An old hymn that was written by a composer, John Sibelius? It's a beautiful text, and I think it's really fitting for the state of our world right now. It's called A Song of Peace. This is my song, O God of all the nations,
a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. These are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too, and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine.
Oh,
Pies.
Yeah.
What do you do to make a perfect crust?
Well, the pie crust is all about getting your temperature right. So that's the hardest part, is just making sure everything's cold enough and knowing when your hands are warm enough to soften and warm it up when it needs to be. And getting I use all butter crust. Some people like lard. Some people like half lard, half butter. Some people put egg in it. I think the secret to my crust is the little bit of liquid that you put in a crust. I mix some Applejack brandy with my water and put that in there. I think that might be part of what makes it good, but it's hard to go wrong when you have that much butter in something. So,
what are the two pies you brought here tonight?
I brought a vinegar chess pie, and I used a special vinegar that I got here in town at Stuarto's. I'll put a plug in for them because they're amazing. This maple balsamic vinegar that I put in. Then the other one is a Moscow Mule pecan pie. So it's kind of a different take on your pecan pie. It's got some lime and some ginger. It's one of my favorites.
I hope that you are paying for the way you left me crying here alone and blue.
I would like to thank our guests, Stephanie Jeter and friends, Sam, Tyler, Deborah, Don, Todd. And of course, we are immensely grateful to our volunteers here in the house for their help every week with our production. We thank those of you listening to our webcast and to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, we welcome and thank all of you here in the studio audience. Thank you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present promote and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. And now let's welcome back for one more tune, Stephanie Jeter and friends.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Stephanie Jeter and friends for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Thank you all very much. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.